Blog Talk Radio.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in His hands.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We all open up in prayer. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This Life Word Kingdom, Life Word Kingdom Ministry. Hallelujah. Apostle Dr. Freda Bradford. I am your host, Evangelist Ernestine Jackson. In the name of Jesus, we welcome all the visitors and all of our audience. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, the topic is, my message, or the topic is much become when you put it in the master hand. Little become much when you put it in, when you place it in the master hand. Little become much when you place it in the master hand. Amen. Our scripture reading today will be, for this message will be Mark 3:1-5. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And Mark 3, I'll start with the first verse, and it reads, and he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had withered hand. And they watched him, and whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, they might accuse him. But 3, and he said unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. And he said unto them, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath day, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill. But they held their peace. 5, and when he had looked around about on them, which anger be grieved to the hardness of their heart, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the others. Amen. Amen. And amen. My message was saying that topic was little become much when you put it in the master hand. In this story we hear, Christ was healing and the hand was withering. That means infirmity. This man had an infirmity. His hand had a problem. He had an issue. Christ is authority. Christ had commanded that this man be healed. Hallelujah. That was a divine order or divine appointment in the nation. You know, sometimes we can get mad or have an issue or situation, but Christ has the power and Christ is our healer in the name of Jesus. Because it said little is much when God, when you place it in the master hand. See, when you give your life to him, little is much when you give it to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Little becomes much when you in the place in the master hand. Go along with another scripture with Isaiah 60:22. Least of you will become thou and the smallest of the mighty nation. I am the Lord, and it time it will do this swiftly. God loves to take a little and make something great out of your life. Hallelujah. And the little we may have can be greater and multitude. Hallelujah. When it is in place in the hand of Jesus. When I'm learning to tell you this morning in the name of Jesus, when Jesus was feeding the multitudes in the name of Jesus, they had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He was able to feed 5,000. The woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah. She had an issue, but I'm telling you, she placed it in the hands of Jesus, her situation, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just touched the hem of the garment. She was made whole. I'm letting you know, in the name of Jesus, when David had been with Bathsheba, he gave it Psalm 51. He said, have mercy upon me, O God. Create in me a clean heart. I renew a right spirit in me. When he placed it in the master hand and when he repent, he was willing to be in the rightful place in the Lord. Hallelujah. So I don't care what your issue is. I don't care what situation you're going through around the globe, China. Hallelujah. Philadelphia, West Philly, hallelujah, Germantown. I don't care what is your problem. We can even go with the last 7 words. When I commit my spirit, in the master hand, when I commit, when I'm willing to sacrifice, when I'm willing to give it up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And he gave up the ghost. But I'm letting you know, when you commit something, that means you wanted to do it consistently. You know, you wanted to do it every day, every minute, every hour as prayer warrior. Hallelujah. As preacher, as teacher. Hallelujah. You want to just do continually. But when you place it in your hand, he'll give you that power. When you place it in his hand, he give you that anointing. When you place it in the hand, nasty, I couldn't even walk. When I place it in the hand, do faith. When I place it in the hand, continue to believe. When I place it in the hand, I was willing to surrender. Hallelujah. When I place it in the hand, I had to trust him. And you know, I think it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. I acknowledge him and he will direct our path. Well, I'm learning today. I just want to give you encouragement. We heard all the messages all week. But when you little as much, I don't care what your much is, but when you give it to the master hand, it's just like the woman that had, they call it two pennies, or they call it pins. But the fact is, she gave all she had. I knew even the other one, they had that much oil and flour, but they was willing to give to the master and make him some bread. But I'm learning, when you give everything that you have to the master plan, little as much when God is there. with little as much when you place it in the master hand. That, you know, don't you worry about it. That, you know, you have to trust him through the situation. Let him know, you know, you just like, you know, now faith in the seven of things, hope for the evidence things not seen. I don't care what it look like. I don't care how it seems. Hallelujah. Some might be in a hospital. But God, when you place the situation in the master hand, I don't care. You might be saying, I need a financial breakthrough. But when you place it in the master hand and willing to let him know that, Lord, here I am, Lord. I just want to place every situation to you. I'm not going to take it back. I'll place it in your hand. There's power in your hand. There's divine anointing in your hand. And when I place it in you, Jesus is the answer for the world today. And it lets you know you are the rock in the weary land. You are it. Hallelujah. And it lets you know when I place it in the master hand, little become much. God, just use ordinary people. Ordinary people. We've been damaged. We've been ashamed. Hallelujah. But he made something good out of life because he was willing to die so we could live. And for that, we place everything into the master. Oh, how he loves using me. Oh, how he loves using me. He was willing to die so we can live. Hallelujah. Oh, how he loved you and me. Oh, how he loved us that much. Hallelujah. His grace and his mercy. We don't have to give up the in the Old Testament of killing bullocks and going to the priest and being clean of leprosy. But I'm letting you know when I place my life in his hand, when I place my situation in his hand, when I give it all up and say, Lord, here I am, here my situation, here I, you know, my doubt, here my unbelief, here every little situation, Lord. And I bless your name, God. And I bless your name because I'm learning in this situation. I'm trusting you the more. I'm believing you the more in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, can it say in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. We shall not want. He make us lie down in green pasture. He lead us beside the still water. He restored in my soul. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared table before me, the presence of my enemy. Thou anointing my head with oil. My cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Little as much when I place it in the master hand. Because you are our shepherd and we are sheep. And the Lord is and the ears become evident. Hallelujah. A lot of people be saying all around the globe, they're like, why is God handpicking you? The potter wants to continue to put it back together again. He, when we place in the master in my mind, when he places in the master in my spirit, when he places in the master in my finances, when he places in the master in my my legs and my physical. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When I place it in the master, I don't have to worry about it. A situation we've been violated when we was young and been labeled. But the fact is when I place it in his master hand, all of my sins been erased. Hallelujah. When I place it in the master hand, for that we give him glory and for that we give him praise. Little become much when you place it in his hand. So are you putting all your situation in the master hand this morning? Are you placing every situation? Are you giving it to him? Are you putting it in his hand and you took it back out? Just leave it there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Little become much when you put it in the master hand. With that, you know, you gave all you have. You gave your time. You gave your energy. You gave your faith. Hallelujah. Sometimes it seems like, where are you, Lord? What are you doing? But when you place it in the master hand, will you please place it in his hand this morning? Hallelujah. 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 And leave it there. Hallelujah. Because there is power and authority in the master hand. Lord, I bless. blessed name. And I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank you, and I thank you, and thank you. Hallelujah. Because here we were talking about, as we go back to our scripture, and we're going to soon be winding up. But it's saying that this little lad, hallelujah, this man here was with her. That means that it had a problem. And that means that it wasn't that strong. But here it's saying that, hallelujah, hallelujah, it's saying that, And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there with a hand that withered hand. Hallelujah. But then Mark 3:3. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. See, sometimes you got to be in position. Stand forth. You know, not slumped over, not bend over, but stand forth. You understand? It takes some action. It takes in your mind, and it takes like a position, like I must stand forth, he was telling them, hallelujah. And then 5 would say, and when he had looked around about on them with anger, being grieved of hardness in his heart. Sometimes when you go and do something, we get an added to our situation. But when I place it in the master hand, he let us know everything going to be all right. 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 But just trust me through the process. Everything going to be all right. Everything that they say, that I say that I, what I call you or what you are, everything going to be all right when you place in the master time. Sometimes it's not time yet. But when you place in the master time, he going to do what he say he going to do, because he seeing that you was obedient. You was willing to do all you need to do. Hallelujah. You just kept on pressing your way. You kept on pressing towards the mark of the high part. You kept on like, Lord, I know, hallelujah, you are my everything. And since you're my everything, I'm giving it all to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he stretched it out, you know, stretch out, was in position, stretch out to reach out to get what was due to him, to get what is due for you around the globe and around the audience, those that are listening, those around, hiding on the computer, those that are on their phone this morning, in the name of Jesus, on this radio station. Hallelujah. But it gets to the point when you have to be in position to get what is due to you. Hallelujah. And his hands was restored. I'm praying right now for restoration. I'm praying right now for revival. I'm praying for hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything that the King of Word has done, I'm praying right now that even things that was in your life and you be like, like, Lord, is this going to happen? You know, or, but if you place it in the master hand, I've come to tell you that it will happen and it will come forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like he healed the man that had a withered hand. Hallelujah. And whatever your situation, he will do the same for you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Little become much when God, when you place it in the master hand. Little become much when you place it in the master hand. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right at this time, we have our altar call. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and you rose from the dead. Turn me from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and your life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus raised you from the dead, you are saved. Welcome, welcome, welcome in the family of God. And we celebrate you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We want you to continue to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at the work within us, to him be glory and the church and Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and forever. Amen and amen and amen and amen, amen. Little become much when God is in it. Little become much when God is in it. Little will become much when God is in it. Little will become much when you place it in the master hand. Little will become much. Amen. Be encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we just give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Little be become much when you place it in the master hand. So I hope you be encouraged. I hope you continue to go forth. I hope you just place every situation in the master hand. Hallelujah. Because he still performs miracles. Trust him through the process. Trust him. Trust him even more. Trust him even more. Trust him even more. Trust him in even more. Hallelujah. And place it in the master hand. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in his hand. I know he will. And if
your heart is broken,
this is is all you have to do.
Just lift your hands.
Oh, come on and worship with me. Say it, come on.
Oh, I know that I can.
Don't you give up. I know.
I know that I can.
Hang on, joy is coming. I know
it. No matter what you take on my way.
Change up my life.
My life is in.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. With him, I know I can take it. With him I know.
With him I know.
I feel like having some church in here.
No matter what.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus, my life is in. Every person that's going through, lift your hands and say it with me. I know I can.
I know that I can.
I got a witness in here somewhere. I know.
I know that I can.
Hallelujah. No matter what may come my way.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, my life is in.
My life is in.
Oh, I love you so much, Jesus. With you, I know I can.
Jesus,
oh, bless your name, Jesus.
With him, I know I can.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Hallelujah.
My life is in.
Hallelujah. Come on and say it with me. I know.
I know that I can make.
I know you can make it. I know you can.
I know that I
no matter what may come my way, make it through.
No matter what,
hallelujah.
Make up my way.
Hey, with him, I know I can take it. I'm feeling all in the spirit right now.
I'm
feeling it. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what,
Lord, I pray with you. Oh, hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, his grace and mercy do it for us.